"See that gorgeous blonde?" Josh Marshall said, deliberately baiting as usual. "The one who just came in? She's wearing a push-up bra."
"Is that right?" Zach Grange kept his tone dry. "How can you tell?"
"I know women," Josh's reply held an overdose of world-weary cynicism. "And I especially know women's breasts," he added. "At your age, I'd think you would, too."
"Yeah, and at your age," Zach retorted, "I'd have thought you'd outgrown your adolescent obsessions." The three of them sat in the corner booth at Marco's, a casual Italian restaurant they'd first discovered 5 years ago. It was central to where they each worked, in the downtown area. They came often, more so every year, it seemed. Until now, they met almost daily for lunch and often for dinner, too. None of them was married. Josh remained a confirmed bachelor. Zach was now a widower, and Mick, well, Mick hadn't met the right woman. His criteria were strict, but to his mind, marriage was forever. He'd seen the worst quite often. Marriages made in hell and sustained with sarcasm and cheating and drink. He'd also witnessed that elusive best, unions overflowing with love and trust and support. No way would he settle for less than what he knew could and should be. Because of their different jobs, each of them stressful, and their lack of romantic ties, meeting at Marco's was about as close to a domestic routine as the three men ever saw. The restaurant served as a place for celebration, a promotion, a new house, whatever came up that seemed celebration worthy. They also commiserated with each other there, as when Zach's young wife had died and he'd wanted to retreat from life, not seeing anyone, not doing anything except coddling his little girl. Or after Mick had gotten shot in the leg and missed several weeks of work, making him edgy. Mick's life was all darkness and threats and caution. Ugly. Except here at Marco's, and with the people he trusted. His two friends. His family. No one else. At least, not yet. No woman had ever snagged his attention long enough to build a trust. Certainly never for anything serious. Until now. Now he was intrigued. "Mick, tell this fool that breasts don't lift to the sun like a flower." Josh laughed at his own jest. "If they're damn near touching her chin, she's wearing a push-up bra." Mick glanced at Zach and grinned. Josh is an idiot where women are concerned, including his insane fascination with breasts, which, I agree, he should have outgrown years ago. Josh shook his head in a pitying way. "Men do not outgrow their fascination with breasts. You two are just weird." "A real woman," Mick told him, "would chew you up and spit you out." "A real woman?" Zach asked, feigning confusion. "You mean someone with an IQ higher than 10? Why would Josh date anyone smarter than he is?" Josh said, "Ha ha, you're just jealous." He grinned and added, "Besides, the ladies have better things to do with their mouths when they're around me. Chewing is definitely out." All three men laughed. "So," Josh said, "if you two abnormal specimens aren't turned on by a woman's breasts, which should be soft and natural, not shoved heavenward, then what does do it for you?" Mick groaned. "Didn't we have this discussion back in high school?" "Yeah, but it's interesting." "Bellies," Zach blurted. Josh raised a brow. "Excuse me?" For the moment, Mick felt content to just listen. "I love a woman's belly," Zach leaned back, smiling to himself. "Not all muscled up the way some women want to do these days. Just a nice, soft, smooth woman's belly." He nodded, confirming his own conclusions. "Very sexy." Josh considered that, then nodded too. "Okay, I'll give you that one. Bellies are hot, but not belly button rings." "No," Zach agreed. "A good belly doesn't need decoration." "What about you, Mick?" Josh prodded. "Long legs, great ass, what?" Mick took another bite of his BLT, almost by rote, not because he was hungry. He considered his reaction when he'd seen her for the first time. What had he noticed? What had caught his eye and kept him so interested to the point he almost felt obsessed? He glanced out the dim window again. It was a miserable, dank July day, breezy, with fat purple clouds hanging low in the sky. She should be coming along any minute now.